Are you saying
you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth and Aaron.
Hey there, all you holes and poles, and welcome to another episode of Come With Us Podcast. I am Aaron, in for Beth again. No Beth. I know some of you were hoping that she was going to be back right at the start of the new year. She actually came down with some type of cold or sickness the last couple weeks, so she's had no voice. So you can't really record a podcast without a voice, so we're hoping she gets better physically and, of course, mentally as she grieves the loss of her daughter. But you've got me again this week, and this week, actually, we've got another guest, one that, you know, sparked some feedback and a lot of excitement, and she was a lot of fun when we had her on, what, a couple of years ago. It is Dara from the Kink Pink podcast. Pink Kink. Did I say that right? I'm just going to ask you.
It's Pink Kink, yeah.
Pink Kink, yeah, but my mouth said Kink Pink, right?
It's okay.
Yeah. From the Pink Kink podcast. So check them out. Dara and Rara do an awesome show. They've actually just launched a new educational series, I guess we'll call it. We'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, it's been, what, 3 years, I think we were saying, since you've been on?
Something like 2 years, maybe even three. Yeah, because Pink Kink has been around for 3 years. We're coming up on our three-year anniversary. So yeah, maybe, because I think we did our episode right around the beginning of when Pink Kink started.
Okay. So yeah, it's... Oh man, we've been, so much has changed.
Yes,
you and I were talking about that off the air. Of course, Tina left the show for, personal reasons, stuff like that. Beth has been out for a while. But I wanted to get you on because we had a couple of listener emails that I thought went along with what, you know, what we talked about last time and your dom or femdom kind of personality. And then, like I said, you guys have launched a new class or educational setup from mm-hmm. Pink Kink. So we'll talk about that too. So what I wanted to say is we'll start with the very first email that we got that when I read it, I was like, oh, I know one person I want to talk to about this. Actually, I knew two. A friend of ours who's been on several times, Vivian Rose, who is a SSBBW face-sitting model, like extraordinaire. She's traveling.
That's a hell of an acronym.
Yeah.
It's a what? What does that stand for?
Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
As I'm Googling this on my laptop, and the government's probably watching me.
That's fine.
It's super-sized, big, beautiful woman. So,
okay, cool.
I think Vivian has a, like, 85-inch around ass is what her, like, big claim is.
Okay, yeah. Tell her I want to bite it.
Okay. I will get in touch with her and yeah, let you know, because I text with her from time to time. When
I really love big ass on a woman, and I just go, ay, 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 ay.
Okay. So I need to have both of y'all on together, preferably in the same room. So we'll have to make that work at some point in time.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, so she does like face sitting and stuff like that. But you also have more of the dominant thing where she is just, you know, she guys like to be squashed by her and her very large assets. Like I said, if you ever want to email us, you have a question, you have a comment, you have a topic you want us to get into, feel free. I won't read your name and let anybody know who you are unless you explicitly tell us to. But comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. But listener Sean, who told me I could use his name, so I'm
all right,
wondering
then
if he's... I actually have a theory on why he told me I could use his name, but we'll get into that in a second. He said, my wife and I have been reading a lot of femdom erotica, and he wanted to figure out how, like, they read it together. They, you know, that gets them both in the mood, and then they go and play. But they're not playing from the the dominant submissive standpoint. Mm-hmm. So his question was, after I read, you know, through all of it to try to summarize, how does he then start pushing his wife or kind of nudging his wife to go, hey, you're it's turning you on to read about this stuff. How do we start moving into it?
Kind so of the thing. Question is, how do I get my wife to do femdom in the bedroom?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like he said, he knows, like he understands that it turns her on to read about it.
Yes,
he just doesn't know what at which point it becomes like a okay, let's act it out, or let's you know start branching into this, or
okay,
is it something that he just lets her read about and be a fantasy in her brain and let it go?
Well, first rule of BDSM and kink in general is communication, communication, communication.
I appreciate that. Well, first rule of all relationships.
First rule world, of anything, like, really.
Yeah, yeah. Communication is a, like every listener who's listening right now has listened to any episode knows that I yell about it almost every week.
Yeah, so do we at Pink Kink. Every single episode is like, please talk to your partner.
Yeah.
Like, this, we did a Reddit episode a couple of days ago. We recorded, and I think it's going to be released relatively soon. I want to say it's next week. But every single one could have just been answered like with communicate with your partner. Tell them.
Exactly. Now,
I personally really need to start living what I preach because I can't do that either.
And, I mean, it's difficult because, like, and depending on where you are in your relationship, and I've said this before, you know, like, I'm married. I've been married almost 10 years. Like, I've known my wife since I was a child. But even though...
Oh,
like,
you're Corey and Topanga.
Kind of, yeah. Only they actually dated. We didn't date until college.
Okay.
I had a crush on her, and then didn't work, and then she finally had a crush on me. And did work. Yeah, it was a very long rom-com of will they, won't they kind of thing. But she knows me better than anybody in the world, but there's still stuff, like, especially like sexual desire sometimes, where like I'll have a fantasy for something, and the thought of just like throwing it out there is kind of like standing out in the street corner waiting for a bus naked, where you're like, I don't want to be this exposed. I just kind of want to, you know, hold on to it for myself.
Because it's a huge fear of rejection. It's the fear of your partner not accepting that about you. And then losing your partner over it is the greatest fear, right? Yeah. So
or them just laughing at you and telling or looking at you like you're weird or, you know,
right.
You're disgusting to them or anything like that, which is...
I literally actually had that experience with my ex-husband.
Okay.
Not the current one. Not the current one. He's amazing. That's Daddy.
We talked about fantastic. About him last time about how supportive and amazing he is.
Oh, he still is.
Oh yeah, but... I know. I'm not saying he isn't.
No, I know. But the other one, actually, we were literally in therapy, like in couples counseling, trying to save this shit. And I'm a little, so I do the femdom thing. I do the electro thing. I am also a little, and I was discovering that side of me at that time. And he actually said in counseling that he finds that side of me disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a brutal honesty that I
didn't think I didn't think he had it in him either. He was not that kind of person to be that brutally honest, but he said it and there was no taking that back.
Yeah, that's something weird because I'm much more of a, like, I don't want to hurt the people around me. Some people, like some random dude who, you know, looks at me like in the store and goes, hey man, what do you think of this shirt? I'll be like, dude, you look weird. Don't buy that shirt. That's just an example. That's never happened to me, but I don't care if I hurt his feelings. If he goes, oh, I really like this shirt. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Why'd you ask my opinion? Like,
right.
But my wife or anybody close to me, if they were to ask, like, especially my wife, that intimacy that we share, I wouldn't want to, you know, make her feel disgusting or make her feel like there's something wrong with her or anything like that. I couldn't imagine what she brought to the table. Like, she knows that I'm probably the freakier one out of the two of us, but even if she brought something weird to me that has never crossed my mind or anything like that, I still wouldn't do it that way. I feel like, I mean, I've never been presented with it, so I don't know.
It was pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
Which is the reason I went daddy hunting and I found somebody. I was like, look, here's what's happening. I want to be this little you know, that I have discovered about myself. I need somebody who can handle it.
So real quick, pause. Why don't you explain the little factor real quick?
Well, you can always go back and listen to the previous episode that I recorded about being a little like and discovering my little side.
There's the bratty side.
Yeah. Well, we just recently discovered that too. So a little is somebody who kind of it's sort of age regression, but that's more like the therapy, like, you know, you go back. It's somebody who acts younger than they are. There's ABDL, which is adult baby diaper lover. There's the little, which we've sort of narrowed down to being between the ages of 2, which is where the adult baby part ends, and kind of a tween situation. So like puberty hits and you become a middle. Okay. Middle is, you know, your teenager.
This is something I've never heard of before. I've heard the little part, but
oh, we've been going down the rabbit hole with that because Rara has fully embraced her middle side. I have fully embraced my little side, and Rara has been playing with the idea of doing the baby stuff too, which I won't touch because bodily fluids, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
It's a straight up phobia. I cannot do it. So that's a no for me. But she likes the idea of experimenting with stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. You do you. But like,
your next podcast, like, y'all can do a spinoff of Pink Kink and call it The Middle and the Little. Well, it sounds like a sitcom from the 90s.
Well, okay. So, God, we're going off on so many tangents.
Sorry.
Okay. So really quick, my age range for little is between the ages of 3 and 6.
Okay.
So I'm old enough to be potty trained, but I am not old enough to cross the street by myself.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you how Pink Kink actually got started?
No, I would love to hear it.
We were in a different podcast's Discord, and they would have, you know, we would hop into voice chat and everything, and we'd have fun with everybody. And somebody commented, gee, this is like the Dara and Rara show.
There
this is
go.
What this is coming across at. And Rara went, huh. She's always wanted to do a podcast. She absolutely wanted to do one on kink in general because she had never heard a podcast that wasn't just strictly DS. Anything that was kink related was almost entirely DS.
Yeah.
And she wanted to do one that was just all about different kinks. And she was like, well, hey, Dara, we already kind of do a show. You want to do this with me? I'm like, yeah, why the fuck not? I'm bored. It's COVID.
Yeah.
And then explosion.
Well, we started this because Beth used to have a radio show at the radio station I worked at here in Houston. And then she stopped that because she got busy with the shop that she owned. And my wife and I were in there one time hanging out because she and my wife are friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beth and I are friends too, but when my wife met her, my wife fell in love with her. And so we were hanging out and I had said something about her bringing back the radio show. And then my wife just chimed in and said, well, hey, you're an audio engineer. You have all this equipment at the house. Why don't you guys do a podcast together? And Beth and I looked at each other and said, that could be fun. But then we had to like both stare at my wife and go, are you sure you're okay with this? Like, this seems like it would be out of your comfort zone to me and go have these like sexually intimate conversations with others, not to mention like there are times where I reference certain aspects of my married life,
right,
and our sex life and stuff like that. And she was like, I will never listen to it. I don't want to know who listens to it. So, just don't keep me in the dark about it. So it's very.
Yeah, but. And see, Daddy Jay is just the opposite. He's like, oh my God, send me the link to that. Or like when I'm editing, it'll be blasting through the house because I don't bother wearing my headphones when I'm editing. And I probably should because the audio quality would be better through the headphones instead of my speakers, but whatever. And I'll start cracking up about something and he'll be like, what happened? And so I'll replay it. And then he starts cracking up about it. So we have a good time with that.
See, yeah, like we both have partners that are two different types of supportive. Like my wife does it like because I've, you know, talked to her about, you know, hey, like when I've gotten overloaded at work with, you know, a million things going on of like, man, I don't know if I have it in me today. And she's always the one who like encourages me. Is like, no, you're having fun with it. It's good for you. Like you're enjoying what you're doing and you're bringing like new stuff to the table because eventually like every now and then some sponsor or potential sponsor will like listen and be like, oh, hey, you want to try out this new sex toy for me? and Beth and I will both get a copy of it and start playing with it. And it's interesting.
It's fun.
Because it helps, and it also helps my wife and I explore. It's just me talking, I guess, to the general public is the part. Because we've listened to podcasts about, you know, relationships and sex and stuff like that before. Even when we were dating or engaged and stuff like that. But I guess it's just me talking to the general public, her being a potential topic of conversation, which makes her go, no, I don't need to know about it.
It's been really cute when we go to our local dungeon, like Crucible in DC. Daddy J is there, and people, we actually had the hugest birthday party there in September. It was mine and Rara's birthday party. So we did a Pink Kink takeover, and geez, there was almost 300 people there. I mean, it was batshit. I know, it was insane. And we both did scenes that were like extreme for us. So we had a really good time with that. But there were people there that had never met us in person. They came because Pink Kink, and they saw Daddy J, and they were like, oh my God, are you Daddy J? And he's like, yes, that's me. And they're like, oh my God. And it's like, he didn't know what to do with it. It was really funny because I share everything. Like, I don't hold back. Did we ever answer the question?
We did not. That other one I was going to get back to here in just a second.
I just realized that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's recap real quick. Wife loves reading femdom erotica, loves the idea of it, gets her turned on. Husband doesn't know how to bring her into it and start actually doing it in the bedroom. Or closet or kitchen or dungeon or wherever the hell you
want
to do it.
Wherever the fuck you want. Honestly, like we said, the very first thing is always going to be communication. So what I would recommend is list out what you want. Because it could be literally anything. What does he want her to do specifically? Does he want humiliation? Does he want sissification? Does he want CBT? What do you want her to actually do? Oh, you just realized what CBT was.
No, I know what it is. Yeah. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Dara in her super fiery wig today. But yeah, I just got a big shudder. I've done it before too, because we've had Vivian. So she does face sitting stuff, but she also works with another model named Amazon Amanda, one of her specialties is CBT, which guys, cover your ears or listen gently, cock and ball torture. And the second, like she said it years ago when we had her on, we had Vivian on, she talked about it, about Amanda doing it, and it just like, nope, sends a shudder through my spine. And nope, those things are meant to be treated with care and
Rara agrees with you. She says, no, I want to be nice to the dick. We be nice and it is nice back. And I'm like, no, I'm going to play Bop It.
Yeah, no. We need to have Rara on because
it's so much fun.
She and I see more eye to eye on some stuff. And then there's some stuff that I've heard you guys talk about. And I'm like, nope, not me.
How are you with blood, needles?
No.
See, there is me. See? She, for her birthday, her scene was to put candles with ribbons and happy birthday, like on needle candles on needles in her ass.
No.
And then light them on fire.
No, 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 no.
And then everybody sang happy birthday and I blew the candles out.
Oh, no, no, no.
So she turned her ass into a birthday cake.
And I think last time you were on, I don't know if we talked about it on air, but y'all had a picture, I think, on at some point on social, and it was somebody who had like sewn up somebody's back, like like just through the thin layer of skin on top. And Beth sent it to me one time and I almost threw up, and I texted her back and I was like, I was like dead serious. You send me something like that again, I will delete your phone. I will block you. I will never talk to you again.
So
and she
we
was like,
should
whoa,
not,
that's a hard limit. And I was like,
we
yes,
should
I,
not tell you about the butterfly.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't do, and I see, I'm not scared of needles. When they give me an IV or when I get blood drawn, I'm like, yeah, just do it. I don't care. But the,
Yeah, I actually am terrified of needles. I am terrified of blood, which, you know, because
see, I'm not terrified of it. I just, it's not, it, not
it's,
for me.
It's
like,
part
needles
of the,
don't terrify me.
It's part of the phobia, like the bodily fluids phobia. Like I can't deal with it. So, and then for my scene, I did a splashing scene. I was also turned into a cake. So okay. Splashing is food play where you like squish okay. food. And so I was in a different room. I had about 20 people that I had on a list, a named list. And they squeezed icing and sprinkles all over my body. The only thing I was wearing was underwear and all over my body. And they licked it off.
Okay.
So each of the 20 people got 2 licks because I was turning 40. So I got 40 licks.
Interesting. That's, I mean, I was going to make a joke there, but then it just like flew out of my head, which is good because it probably wasn't a good joke anyway. But that's, geez.
You wanted to know what we've been up to.
I mean, yeah, I did. I asked, and that's interesting. See, that was more up my alley than any needles or blood or like specific pain other than spanking.
Well, tell you what, if you're ever in the area and you want to come join us, you can put some icing on me and lick or whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be a hard limit for my wife. So
it's on the arm.
Yeah. I think that'd still be weird.
I had 2 coworkers that came to the party that are also kinky. And I said the limit for me is you can be in the room, you can give me a lick, but you cannot lick my tits. So instead, one of them, who is very gay, saw icing on Daddy J's face, and Daddy J went, well, why don't you get it off of me? And so my incredibly gay, flamboyant, in drag coworker went and licked my husband's face.
See, I don't want anybody licking my face. There's just certain things that, like, when you guys talk about it or when you talk about it, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of weird. I like a lot of, I've got a big variety of probably what I like. Cause my rule has always been most things I will always try. Like I'll at least go into it with an open mind. Needles and blood being not.
Everybody's allowed a limit,
but
you're allowed to have your limits.
Then you say stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't want anybody to lick my face ever. That's weird. Like my dog, but that's because she's a dog.
Oh, my dog likes to French. I'm not.
No, my dog drives me crazy. My dog doesn't go near my mouth or anything like that. But eventually,
I have to move my face so that she licks my chin instead. She's a definite face licker, and we cannot break her of this habit. But she's really, really cute, so like you almost don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so back to communicate. Write down a list of things that you want.
Write down what is exactly that you want. What is it in these stories that you want to experience, and have her do the same. Is there anything in these stories that you think would be super fun to actually do? I will do them. Let's do it. So you like both look at your list and see if there's anything you have in common, and then say this one. Would it be cool if, you know, this weekend, whatever, we tried this just a smidge, just to see what'll happen. But I think since we both are turned on by this, let's try it. Let's just make an evening of it and see what happens. It'll be super fun.
Fair enough. I like it. That's a much more simple answer than I would have given. I would have.
What's yours?
Oh my God. I probably would have just rambled on for an hour of, you know, hey, well, you know, first you want to talk to her and then you want to, you know, keep reading together and then trying to act it out while you're reading. That sounds complicated and just.
No, I don't think I wouldn't do that because. You know, the other basic thing is consent. So if you just try to do this without saying, hey, I'm going to do this, that's not getting active consent.
Yeah.
By making the list and by saying, oh, this is the one we have in common. This is the one we both like. How do you feel about doing this together? That is, and then she goes, oh, yeah, I think I would like to try that one. That sounds cool. That is actually getting active consent.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then from there, you do your negotiation. What are the parameters that we are going to have in this scene? I want to try CBT. She wants to try CBT. What are the parameters? Is it just going to be like a little squeezy squeeze? Is it going to be like a slap? Is it going to be full on bop it? How are we doing this? I love doing this to you. It is so much fun.
I know you do. And it's funny because we've never actually met like in person. we've just talked like via this and email and stuff like that, but it's the chemistry of that. You like to just like pick at me and do stuff like this is
it's interesting. Fun. It's really fun.
I know you're having a blast.
You are definitely one of those people that I want to see what I can push you to, but right now I'm just having a great fun bratting out and teasing you.
Of course.
Your reactions are fantastic.
Thank you. It's not like I'm acting like this. Just, it makes my junk just go, nope, stop it. Stop.
Which is kind of what I like. So it works.
We had another email that I wanted to bring up because it's something that, you know, like I said, we could have had Vivian on to talk about it, but she's more of just the, you know, face smashing with her ass kind of thing. But another guy who did not tell me I could use his name. So I'm not going to, but his girl, he's having trouble convincing his girlfriend, which I've seen this a lot on social media too. Well, Reddit basically.
Reddit.
His girlfriend is very voluptuous and doesn't believe that he wants her to smother him with either her boobs or her ass sometime, you know, like alternating between the two. Like,
now I see why you wanted me to answer this question.
I do.
Because I threatened you last time.
You did.
That stuck with you, didn't it?
It did. And I don't even remember what we were talking about. I just remember you threatening me with it. And I was like, that sounds interesting. But then we got the email about it. And I was like, well, I know somebody who has threatened me to smash me with her boobs or smother me. and so, sure, why not? Let's ask that question.
So the best, funniest thing about that is Daddy J's favorite thing.
Which part?
Being smashed in the head with my tits.
Okay.
He, like, I will do it while he's gaming just to see what'll happen. And he'll die. And it's hilarious. And then his entire team dies. And he's like, has to get on the mic. I'm sorry. Something happened.
Does he tell them what happened? Or does he just say?
No. Not really. Because we don't really know all the ages of all the people in there, I guess. But, like, it's... I will go up and every single morning I'll like slap him with a tit on his head and he's like, ha.
So that's what I was going to ask. Like, when you say smash, like, are you talking like between your two boobs? You're just like headphones?
No, dude, they're huge. I can literally lift up a tit and hit you across the face with it.
Okay. That's something I did not know.
See, well, because you're not actually seeing my boobs from this angle, but like when I tell you they're huge,
okay.
If they're not constrained in a bra, I can pick up a tit and go bap.
Okay. That's an interesting visualization, I guess. And I've never met Daddy J, but now when I do meet him, I'm going to go, oh, okay. So I know exactly how you like to start your morning. Every morning, a cup of coffee.
I can pick up two of them, put your face in between them and go like I'm boxing.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, that it sounds interesting. Might be something I have to write down and take to my wife and go, hey, by the way. He wants his girlfriend to do that kind of stuff or, you know, smash his face with her ass and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But she won't believe him because she's, and I've seen it again, like I said, I've seen this on Reddit and social media before, is women going, oh no, he'll like, what if I hurt him? Or what if I'm too heavy? Or what if, you know, he doesn't like it? Or what if, like, what if he makes me feel like, I don't know, she's too heavy? Or what if he dies? And the guy's response always is, if I die, I die with a smile on my face, which.
Yeah. Clearly it's a fetish for them.
Yeah.
Clearly they're going to be okay with it. But again, communication, this is what safe words are for. I don't understand. Like, seriously, like, and even okay, so in the case of the face sitting, you can't actually say anything.
No.
Words are not going to be readily available. So in this case, you can either do a kind of noise or an eh. That's what I do to my dogs. Yeah. And you know, they understand. So I'm sure a human could. He can literally tap her ass.
Yeah, because we, Vivi and I have talked, I don't know if we've talked about it on air, just, you know, in past, like, having conversations together, is I think the guys that she sessions for, there's, like, a pinching, like, a certain number of pinches that let her know, like, hey, like, that's beyond the limit of what I'm willing to accept kind of thing.
That's literally called a nonverbal safe word.
There you go.
So when I get really, really deep into little space, I forget words. I actually do go nonverbal. So we have to have a nonverbal safe word. And usually it's just me doing, you know, grabby hands, because that's the only thing I can think of to do. And there's like, I don't use, for me personally, I don't use the color system. When I'm topping, yes. But when I'm very, very deep into whatever, because Daddy J also likes to do forced orgasms. When we do that, I forget words. I have no idea what's happening at that point. I forget I'm human and I forget to breathe. So the only thing I can remember is, okay.
Okay.
And that means stop, because I literally cannot remember anything else other than that. It's the only thing that can come out of my mouth. So what you do in that situation is figure out what the person who is being smothered or can go nonverbal, what can they do? What can they access? They still have use of their hands, tap out, pinch, poke, something.
Yeah. See, that's why I like the tap out method like the tap out method is something that has become part of the vernacular over the last 20, 25 years with the popularity of UFC. It's part of the lingo that people use is, you know, like,
yeah,
guys, I'd love to stay up and, you know, keep chatting all night at this house party, but I'm tapping out. I'm going.
Like, right.
You can say it or you can know do that. It.
There's also, you can hold a squeaky toy in your hand and squeeze that. Like the hand clenching motion, just one squeeze is all it takes.
You have to make sure you lock the dog outside the room, though.
Yeah. You should probably do that anyway.
Yeah.
Because
I agree, but there's some people who just kind of, you know,
feel like
the dog doesn't go anywhere near them.
The dog wants to watch, and then I feel judged, and I don't want to be lacking in any way.
And see, this is an interesting thing, because I've never thought of this. I've never played like that, but like, dogs are really protective, and I feel like if there were like a certain scene that, like, you were playing and you cried out in pain, that the dog would then feel like, oh shit, I've got to protect my mom, and
they would attack. Try to disembowel the person doing it.
Yeah. That's
another good reason to lock the dog out of the room when you play.
That's a version of sexy play that I've never thought of, like having a dog, like about having a dog or anything like that, is because
it would probably not end well.
No. Interesting. No. All right. Well,
but so Daddy J and I do a lot of little, and Daddy is referred to as, I just call him Daddy J. And it's really kind of cute, because I can get away with it because of the dogs when my parents are over.
Oh.
I can say to the dog, go give this to Daddy, because they think I'm just, you know, here's, like you do with a little kid, Daddy, Mommy, you refer to them like that. I can do this, but really I'm saying, oh, look, Daddy is over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, can you give me this? But they think I'm talking to the dogs.
I mean, yeah, that's a good way to get away with it.
And I get away with a lot.
Yeah, I can tell. All right. So I think we're running out of time right now. Do you have time to stay on for one more episode? And we'll talk about this electroplay class that you guys have started.
Sure, absolutely. We can do that. We just went on an absolute ramble.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Yeah,
great. Conversational ADD, especially in a broadcasting mode, because I have lived through a lot, and I remember almost every experience I've ever had or read or anything like that, weirdly enough. It's why part of the reason I was told to go into radio to begin with. I've always got some type of weird memory or weird story or weird fact that I know that somebody says something, and I'm like, oh, by the way, we're going to go 5 miles down the road on a tangent.
Our best episodes of Pink Kink are when we forget what we were actually talking about and just go off on tangents, and we make shit up and we crack up and we're just hysterical laughing. And then we have to come back. We're like, I think one of our episodes that we did, we talked about the actual topic for a grand total of 6 minutes.
There you go. I mean, y'all make it also feel like the listener is sitting right next to you guys on a couch. Like,
oh, we do?
Yeah, it feels like they're there. Like, it's just, and I did a radio show where that was our goal, is three guys sitting at a bar just talking about anything that comes on a guy. Like it was a sports radio show, but the goal was, if you're sitting at a bar and there's one guy who will only ever talk about sports, he is boring and you don't want to sit next to him. If there's a guy who can go, oh, hey, look, baseball, 5 minutes about baseball. Oh, hey, by the way, did you watch Game of Thrones? Let's talk 10 minutes about that. Oh, hey, let's talk about boobs or barbecue or beer or whatever. So it was just guys talking. Gotta
cover all the bees.
And that was the goal, is to be, you know, we wanted the listener to think that, hey, we're all just sitting at a bar hanging out. Like, we want you to be involved. We want you to feel like you're, and you guys do a really good job of that too.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
When you have
that.
A conversation, it feels like I'm in the conversation, like I'm observing, and I can talk on my own, but I feel like,
I think my favorite part is having inside jokes with the listeners that we get to bring up like 100 episodes later and people still get it.
That's fun. Having worked in radio and sports radio for a long time, there's a guy named Jim Rome who's been doing it for forever. One of the very first, most famous sports talk hosts. And all of his inside jokes, what he does is, like, when they come up, he's really good at like reminding the listener, or reminding a new listener of, like, hey, you know, Dan in Saskatchewan said this, and he'll react to like the comment or the joke or whatever, but then he'll also like bring in a new listener to be like, make them feel like part of the club. So he'll like, not every time, but then he'll like explain, like, this is why we say this.
Yeah, kind of thing. After Kira Salami gets referenced, and we're like, gotta go listen to episode 8, people, if you really want to hear what the fuck we're talking about, you gotta go there.
Fair enough. All right. Dara, I appreciate you being here. We'll do one more episode. We'll talk about Electro Play and the class that you guys have started with Pink Ink. And yeah, make sure you guys tune in next week. We will talk more about it. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Come With Us Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Come With Us Pod. You can DM us there, or you can email me or Beth and I, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Dara, what's all the socials for Pink Kink?
We have pinkkinkpodcast.com. That is, you know, just go to the podcast website. And then there's a whole bunch of links in there. But we also have a TikTok. And I, you know what? I'm not the social media person, so I am not the best person for this, but I can send you all of the links for it. We have, let's see, I can tell you what we have. We have an Instagram. We have a
TikTok. I know you have Twitter.
We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook group. We have, each one of us has a FET. And then we also have the Pink Kink FET. And yeah, there's a link tree. We also have a Pink Kink Boutique, which is where we have merch. It's on Etsy. We have Pink Kink Institute, which is what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh yeah. You guys are I don't know how you guys do this and juggle, you know, regular life and career and have time to actually, you know, go and play and be sexy at the time.
I don't either.
We'll have to get into that next week and try to figure that out, because I'd love to see your time management and how strict of a schedule y'all keep to.
What time management? No.
Or what little sleep you get or something, because there's something that's not adding up on my mental
block. I'll tell
you.
I actually have the answer to that. I'll tell you in the next episode.
Okay. Guys, thanks for being here. Again, check us out on social media. Check out the Pink Kink podcast. And thanks for stopping by. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast, and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.